Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Please check it out, folks. It's where you'll find out what's going on with healthcare. These days, you'll find out some of the way the debate's going. If you care about market-based healthcare direction like I do, and then you'll want to know all the things that are going on there. Grace Marie, tell us a little bit more about the Galen Institute.
We are a singularly focused health policy institute and focusing just on free market health reform. And we also run another website called ObamacareWatch.org, where we every day, several times a day, post the best articles about what's happening with this debate. So if people really want to stay informed what's going on, ObamacareWatch.org is another one of our websites that I think they could find very, very helpful.
All right, so check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Grace Marie, you've been inside the Beltway a while now, and you've seen a lot of stuff. Irrespective of whether you think Donald Trump is going to be a good and great president or not, have you ever seen an administration have all the forces of Washington against them, the media, the opposing party, some members of his own party, the Republican Party, are doing what I think are inappropriate things, and then potentially something called a deep state, which I'm seeing more and more evidence of. What do you think?
I have not. I have been here a long time, and I have not ever seen a new administration come in with the kind of headwinds that the Trump administration is facing. And, you know, he's a very different president, and he's elected with a lot more electoral votes, but a slim popular vote majority. And I think that all of those forces have really made this very different. And any time a new administration comes in, there's always a learning curve and trying to get established, and they're often trying to make a big impact while they don't even have the staffers in place in most of the cabinet offices, mm-hmm. and even in the White House. So this has really, really been a heavy lift. At the same time, they have been absolutely all out in trying to begin the process of fulfilling the campaign promises.
Right.
Steve Bannon has a chalkboard in his office where he's basically checking them off. You know, how are we doing toward the main promises he felt he's made? And it's really very difficult. But I think that when I look at the process that they've gone through on this health care bill, it's been very inclusive.
The president has met
with so many people and talked directly with him, and he's tried to bring Democrats.
He's gone way over what President Obama did with regard to working with Congress.
Yeah, no question. Having people over for dinner, and when you saw the event they did at the White House after the House vote, the successful House vote, I mean, they really were coming together. They understand how to work together.
Yep.
Always you have new members of Congress coming in as well that have to learn the process. So we sort of see this unfold. It was messy in the fact that they didn't have...
Well, Grace Marie, we've got a media that is literally... The opposition party. They're making no bones. There's no veil over their positions, their ideology. The media, which he's declared war on, they've declared war on him. Grace me, is that not the most dangerous threat to America right now?
But the difference is that we now know this, Jim. If this were a different era, we would be hearing only what the mainstream media is saying as gospel.
Right.
Now we actually know, and we have the president tweeting, you know,
but
saying that they're wrong.
But see, this is the problem with a lot of people across the country. That, you know, they want to listen to CNN, they want to listen to ABC and NBC, but you know what? You can't get the truth out of those groups. They really are producing fake news, aren't they?
And in some cases, they are not doing their job as journalists and fully vetting their sources before they go on the air. And I think that they're, you know, the pressure of news deadlines, but also they just need to be more responsible because their credibility is at stake.
Yep.
I mean, cable news has come to fruition because people didn't feel they were getting the full story from the network news.
Yep. Well, we're going to have to become better consumers of information, that's for sure. Grace Marie, thank you again for your leadership and for your hard work. Keep up the good work, and please let us know what we can do to help you.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for all you do to keep your audience so well informed.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorite folks on the planet right here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Tim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.